Hi, and welcome to What's in Your Hometown, where we talk about the dirty little secrets in your backyard. My name's Sam. My co-host across the whole entire country is Julia.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, as always, for deciding to join us on this glorious, I guess we're releasing us on Sunday, glorious Sunday, probably afternoon.
Jesus Christ, I sound like you know.
So
I haven't been sick in like a hot minute. Like, I'm getting over being sick. Julia has just like, she's in the stages of like death.
I think I might actually be dying.
Okay. Good to know. So this is our last recording.
It's okay. No. I'm pretty sure this is going to turn into bronchitis. Every time that I laugh, I send myself into a coughing fit, which is going to make this recording real interesting.
The recording will be fine. My editing is going to be real interesting.
I apologize as much as I can. I'm so sorry.
Girl, don't apologize. Everybody gets sick every once in a while.
Yeah, well, this is so overdue. Like, I should have gotten sick after finals, I should have gotten sick after the bar exam, and I should have gotten sick after I moved. And it is now fully 2 months later from the last time I should have gotten sick, and now I'm like...
It took me like a full 3 months after graduation, and we all know how I was at graduation. Uh-huh. I should have been like on death's doorstep. So, everybody gets sick sometimes, it's okay. Mm-hmm. What were we talking about to begin with?
We were just doing the intro.
Hi. Welcome to the podcast. Julia, you want to tell them a little bit more about our network?
I do. All right, so we are part of the...
I do.
So we are part of the Civilized Creatures podcast network, which is full of a whole host of really wonderful, amazing, fantastic shows, full of people who are just genuinely, deep down, wonderful people. But we have a double creature feature for you this week because we're not recording next week. And so we would like to introduce the rest of you to two of my favorites. This week we're going to be...
You guys can't see her do it, but she does it like she's telling me a secret. She's like, two of my favorites.
So this week we're going to be featuring Picks and Bones, and we're also going to be featuring Married AF.
Oh.
Yeah. So Married AF, they are just 100% quality human beings. They're the most fantastic people. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that found us. They're the reason we're part of this network. Brooke from Married AF has been on our show before. We loved having her. They give the best advice. If you want to have a happy marriage, if you want to have a better relationship with the people around you, they're the people to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Randy gives the best life advice, and I adore that man.
Right? Every time they post on Instagram, I'm like, all right, Randy, tell me what's up.
Exactly. So the other podcast is Picks and Bones, which is our musically inclined podcast on the network. And it's hosted by Eric. And Eric does the most amazing thing. Like, he finds these local artists in bars and, like, little honky-tonks. And, like, he does, like, Southern music. But he does such stuff from every genre. Like, I think this week's episode, he interviewed, like, a sci-fi themed rapper. I'm so nice. Excited. Or like sci-fi themed hip-hop artist. I'm so excited. And he's had like rock and jazz and country and just anyone from across the entire musical spectrum. He features their music. He gives them a voice. He gives them a platform. He wants to know about their lives. I love listening to his show. So those are our mm-hmm. two creature features. Mm-hmm. If you have a minute, go ahead and check them out. They're fantastic. Also, I want to remind everybody that we do have a partnership with Amazon, and if you use our little promo code thing, if you click on our banner, then you get a discount off of your order, and then we get to stay partners with Amazon. Please find it.
And then we get to stay partners with Amazon. So here's the thing. I don't have my coin flip thingy.
That's fine.
Do you have like a coin?
Fuck no. Who has cash? What? Why does anyone?
Jeffrey, I need you to pick a number between 1 and 20 and we'll guess it. And that'll be who goes first.
Okay.
All right. You got your number?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I choose 15.
I choose 8.
It was 13.
Yes.
All right. You'll go first.
Okay. Listen, I never win like fucking anything. So that was very exciting for me. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So today we are going to bring you another urban legend. I know we had an urban legend last week, but we also did two murders in a row. So we're going to bring another urban legend. And today I chose to do a haunted castle. Here's the problem. I chose to do a Denmark haunted castle because I can pronounce that.
Of course you can't, Sam. Of course you can.
So please, please forgive all of the pronunciation that's about to come out of my mouth.
What language is spoken in Denmark? Like what?
The same as, I don't know, Viking?
All right. That was culturally insensitive, but we'll go with it.
We no longer have any viewers or any listeners from Denmark. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know. I went to school and I got a public American education. I don't know where anything is outside of the United States.
Danish. They speak Danish.
Danish. Okay. I was thinking maybe, but then I didn't want to be like, no, that's a totally different place. Okay, so. All right, so. Like,
that's a pastry. They're delicious.
Yes.
Better with cheese.
Oh my god, yes. Okay. So, stick with me.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're good. Stick with me through all of these pronunciations because they are not good.
That's fine.
I even looked them up, girl. I looked them up and I still can't do it because there's like J's where J's shouldn't be. I don't understand.
I don't get it either, but I believe in you. We can do this. Okay, I'm here for this story.
Okay, I'm glad you're here for this. So, I chose the Dragsholm Castle.
Okay.
And it's prior to the damming of Lemfjord. Oh, sure. I think I did Lamford, right? It was or Odsherred, where this castle is, was connected to the east of Zealand. Now, this isn't New Zealand. It's one of the largest and most populous islands in Denmark, and that includes Greenland. So it's a bigger island than Greenland.
Where is it?
I don't know. Find a map. It's in Denmark.
What is Zealand?
Zealand, yeah.
I'm sorry. I have to look this up. This seems wrong.
You might want to put in Denmark so it just doesn't take you to New Zealand.
No, I typed in Zealand and it came up. Okay. It does not look like it's bigger than Greenland. Are you totally sure about that?
No, because I got this from Wikipedia.
Okay.
Anyway, so a drag or a small stretch of land connected Odsherred. connected this place to the rest of Zealand. And on this drag, Dragsholm Castle was built. So fun fact, in the Viking Age, drag meant that you could drag the ships across the land and thereby avoid the dangerous waters of north of Zealand.
Cool.
So Dragsholm Slot is one of the oldest secular buildings in Denmark. The original castle was built in 1215 by the Bishop of Roskilde. That sounded right. Roskilde.
Okay.
as long as I do a very insulting accent, everything will be fine.
Of course it will.
So during the Middle Ages, the building was modified from the original palace to a fortified castle because Middle Ages, that's just what happened during the Middle Ages.
I have to stop you. Are you sure you didn't mean Iceland? Because Greenland is the world's largest island and it's 836,000 square miles as opposed to 7,000 square miles.
Don't get on to me. I got this from Wikipedia. You need to go to Wikipedia and type in Dragsholm Castle and just be like, you're fucking wrong.
All right.
You're good. So probably did mean Iceland, but Wikipedia had Greenland. So between 1534 and 1536, the castle itself was considered so strong that it was the only castle on Zealand to withstand the armies of Count Christopher during the Counts Feud. Now, the Counts War was what brought the Reformation to Denmark. So during this time, most of Europe was in some war or another over religion, which when are they not? And this was one of those. The Counts Feud takes its name from the Protestant Count Christopher of Oldenburg. So in connection with the Reformation, Dragsholm was passed to the crown. So Christopher Oldenburg, from what I could tell by Wikipedia, was just like bawling until until he wasn't. Like, he got into like one battle and it just everything came down on him. And then but this was one of the only castles during that war that could just withstand his army.
That's really cool, though.
Yeah, it's really cool. So the count, blah, blah, blah. So in connection with the Reformation, after Christopher or Count Christopher lost, Dragsholm was passed on to the crown. So the crown promptly made Dragsholm Castle into a prison for noble and ecclesiastical prisoners. Ecclesiastical.
What?
What's the word? I don't know. Ecclesiastical. Ecclesiastical. Yeah, ecclesiastical. That's a word.
Sure. I've never heard of that before in my life.
Girl, but I haven't sure. even been, like, listen, I haven't even been day drinking today. That was yesterday.
Okay.
All right.
It's fun. It's just because I'm not, like, a good Catholic girl. I'm just not. It's a religious term, I think.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, it remained a prison from 1536 to 1664. So it remained a prison a long damn time.
That is a long time.
It is
this
a long time.
Feels like so many of our other episodes just like rolled into one. This is gorgeous.
Right? I know, isn't it? So in the large tower at the northeast corner of the castle, prison cells were made and equipped with toilets and windows depending on the prisoners' crimes. So their crimes, behavior, and seriousness of insults to the king. So if you, like, the king really didn't like you, you weren't going to get a toilet or a window. You were just going to get a box.
Oh, that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
That's
so fun fact.
Did they have human rights then? Because I'm sure that would have violated them.
In 1536? Hell no.
Okay.
Okay, so fun fact. The third husband of Mary, Queen of Scots, was imprisoned in the castle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And later on, I'll tell you how the third husband of the Scottish queen got all the way to Denmark.
So, that seems like a little bit of a hike.
It's a tiny, oh, fuck, I'm fucked. Let's go to Denmark story.
Okay.
So during the wars against Charles X. Gustav of Sweden, an attempt was made to blow up Dragsholm Castle. As a result, the castle was in ruin until the king, I loved this. When I came across this, when I was reading, I was like, this is some shit. Okay, so as a result, the castle was in ruin until the king, as part payment of his outstanding debts, gave the castle to a grocer, Henrik Müller, who promptly started a restoration. So the king had outstanding debts to a grocer.
All right.
What have you
done? Lord Kroger? Like.
Lord Kroger! Oh my god, yes! Okay, that's all he's known now. It's Lord Kroger. It's Charles X. Gustav, Lord Kroger. Let's see. In 1694, Dragsholm Castle was sold to the nobleman Frederick Christian Alder and it was finally rebuilt as a Baroque castle we see today. So it stayed medieval. Then it was tried, like somebody tried to blow it up and it was just fucked. And then a grocer acquired it and he just started a restoration. And then in 1694, it was sold to the Alder family and they redid the castle as a Baroque style castle. And that's what we can see today is that Baroque style.
Okay.
So several owners from the Alder family have made a lasting imprint on the development of the castle. GFO, oh God, GFO Zeitfen Adeler took the initiative to drain the, God damn you, Denmark, Lamfjord.
Why did you decide to do this?
Because it's interesting, but the Lamfjord. Which is a polder in Denmark. So here's, like, at this point, I've gone through so many Wikipedia pages at this point. So I was like, what's a Lamfjord? What's a polder? A polder is a low-lying tract of land that forms an artificial hydrological entity, which I, again, had to go to another Wikipedia page. For them to explain to me that it's basically a floodplain, a marsh, or land reclaimed from a body of water, like a lake or seabed.
Okay.
Yeah,
that those are called polders, made much apparently. More sense.
I know. The Aldier family became extinct, which is quite a dramatic way of saying that the line died out.
Wow, man. That was brutal.
They became extinct in 1932, and Dragsholm Castle passed over to the Central Land Board, which sold the place to J.F. Botker, but they only sold him the land that belonged to the main estate, so nothing that came with it.
Mm-hmm.
So the architecture of this place. Today, the only thing that remains intact is the Baroque-style parts of the castle. However, there was a recent major restoration that took place after the First World War, where a baron aimed at redecorating the castle in the late Romantic style. So most of it's in a Baroque style, and then the saloons and ballrooms are in a late Romantic style.
I can pretend like I know what either of those mean.
Okay. the Baroque style was just, like, over the top. Think of, like, cathedrals.
Okay. Cathedrals are Gothic, though, aren't they?
Well, typically, yeah. Okay, so I'll show you a Baroque style. Yeah, most of them are Gothical, but they're also Baroque.
Okay.
And then our Romantic style was more toned down. Like, think of Keats as a house.
That makes a startling amount of sense.
It does, doesn't it? Okay. Now on to the hauntings, because that's
yes,
why we're
please.
Here.
Please. I want to know about what horrible things await me in this like, centuries-old castle.
Yeah. All right. So, the hauntings, for the most part, are toned down, but the people that are haunting them are super interesting. So, numerous witnesses and psychics have claimed that there are three main ghosts. There's actually over 100 ghosts in this castle, but they don't appear at the same time. They usually appear with one of these main ghosts.
Okay.
So there are three main ghosts. The Grey Lady, the White Lady, and Lord Bothwell. So, I love
Bothwell?
Well, listen, though. Lord Bothwell, otherwise his real name was James Hepburn, was the first Duke of Orkney and the fourth Earl of Bothwell. Here's what he's most known as. He was a prominent Scottish nobleman and was the third and final husband of Mary, Queen of Scots.
Okay.
Yeah. He was a bastard. Oh, he was a huge bastard.
Ooh, I want to hear. Give me tea, bitch.
I'll tell you the tea. I was going to try and make that rhyme with I'll tell you what you want, what you really, really want. So he was a Scottish prisoner during the castle's time as a prison. Lord Bothwell was accused of murdering Mary's second husband, Henry Stuart. He was accused of, Yeah, of marrying. He was accused of killing a steward, which if we know anything about like the War of the Roses, they don't let that shit go.
They don't. Please see our episode where we talked about Henry Stewart. Because we did that already. And I was like, God damn, she has a lot of husbands that are end up on our podcast. What? Why is this happening?
Yeah. The poor girl. Listen, she wanted none of this.
No.
So he was accused of killing Henry Stewart. And now he was acquitted of this charge. But that type of shit tends to follow you around.
A little bit.
He was acquitted, but that type of shit follows you around, and follow him around it did. His marriage to Mary was controversial, and it divided the country. It divided all of Scotland.
That seems familiar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, like, so, a serious problem to have if you're trying to rule a country.
Here's why. So I like did these notes like in order, and then afterwards I was curious about why his marriage was controversial, so I looked it up. So in my notes it just goes, okay, wait. he didn't just kill Mary's husband and marry her. Like, he didn't just kill Mary's husband and then marry Mary. He abducted her. What he did was he took 800 men. This motherfucker took 800 men to meet her on the road. And tell her that danger, quote unquote, danger, awaited her in Edinburgh, and smoothly suggested she go to Castle Dunbar. So she agreed and was kept prisoner there, where he raped her to ensure that she would marry him so he could become King of Scotland.
Fuck that guy! I know y'all can't, like, see my face because this is a podcast and I don't have a face as far as y'all are concerned, but also, what the ever-loving fuck?
Yeah, no, I told you, he's a bastard. So he fled.
And his ghost just gets to hang around for fucking ever? Why do you have life on the mortal plane? No. Fuck you.
Okay, so wait, because it's not great. he fled a growing rebellion against him in Scotland to Scandinavia, which is how he ended up in a prison in Denmark. So he was going to go to Copenhagen, and he got caught before going to Copenhagen, and the king of Denmark was like, what should I do with you? And he ultimately decided that he should rot in jail.
Good.
Yep. He was like one town away from Denmark, or from Copenhagen, too. Good. Anyway, so here's what happened to him. He was left to rot in jail in what were said to be appalling conditions. Good.
Maybe don't rape the Queen of Scotland. Don't rape anybody. This has been a public service announcement. Don't do it.
Here's how he was left. He was given just enough food and water to keep him alive, tied to a pillar, and left to die.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll take that. That should be the punishment today.
No. That's not like I don't think it's appealing, but no, that's bad.
Yeah, you have more morals than I do. So he died in 1578. Now, there's like controversy about whether his body was buried near the castle or whether any of that happened. It did. They exhumed his body in 1858. They found it in a dried condition, like a mummy. And he's referred to as Bothwell's mummy.
Good.
Yep. So today, many visitors to the castle have seen the Earl of Bothwell riding into the courtyard of the castle in his horse and carriage. They can also hear the hooves of horses beating in the cobbled yard. So basically, what he gets to relive every day is the moment he goes to jail.
Good.
Oh, I know, right?
I like that. That seems fine.
I like it. Yeah, I'm good with that. So another ghost is the White Lady. Now, many say her name was Selina Bovlas, or Bov. I honestly don't know how to say that other than Bovlas. Because it's B-O-V-L-E-S, so I can't say Bovlas. It's like Bovlas.
Bovle? I don't know.
And she was the daughter of the I don't know. She was the daughter of that family of nobles. It said that Selena fell in love with a commoner who worked at the castle and became pregnant by him.
Ooh, that's so, not like, good for you.
Yeah, during those times, you can, like, fuck the peasants, but you can't have their babies. The kings could fuck the peasants all they wanted. The women were supposed to remain chaste.
No, you didn't. You didn't get that liberty as a daughter.
Yeah, daughter. Her father discovered that she had. Her father discovered what she and her lover had done, and imprisoned her in one of the castle dungeons. And that's where the fairy, like the urban legend, ends. Here's the thing. In the 1930s, a workman repairing the plumbing of Dragsholm Castle discovered a skeleton wearing a white dress imprisoned in a wall.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. That's terrifying. What? So
that shit happened. He just walled her up like some Edgar Allan Poe story.
Fuck that, man. That is terrifying.
I know. Eyewitnesses say that at night, the white lady walks around the castle looking for her lover and occasionally moans in sorrow because she hasn't found him yet.
Which is really sad.
I know. It's really, really sad. So this is oddly the most positive ghost story I've ever read in my entire life. This is the story of the gray lady.
Okay.
So we have like Gandalf after he's come back, and now we have Gandalf before he's taken down the Bogworth. That's not the word for it. Anyway, we have the Grey Lady. She is a fair maiden who worked at Dragsholm Castle. One day she arrived at work with a painful toothache, and the master of the castle gave her a poultice that cured it. But during the 1500s, that was probably just like cow shit, and it got super infected, and she died soon afterwards.
Well, damn.
Yeah. So shortly after the master of the castle cured her toothache, the maiden died, but her grateful spirit survived. Now she haunts the halls of Dragsholm, eternally looking to perform good deeds to show the master her gratitude for his good deed. Because it wasn't like he intentionally poisoned her.
Well, that's
during those times, I mean, he was the master of the castle. He could have just been like, deal with your fucking pain. But he tried to help her. So now she haunts the halls, trying to repay that good deed.
Well, that's super sweet.
Is that the most positive haunting you've ever heard of?
It is. Oh,
is that right?
It's a friendly ghost.
Exactly. So like I said, there are approximately 100 ghosts within the house, or within the castle. There are 100 ghosts within the castle, and they often take turns appearing with either the White Lady, the Grey Lady, or the Earl of Bothwell.
Okay.
And that is Dragsholm Castle.
Okay. Well, that was terrifying, and then nice.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. What do you have? Oh, my only source was Wikipedia, by the way.
That's fine.
Oh, no, that's a lie. It was Wikipedia and, let me pull it up, Wikipedia and Windows to World History .com.
Cool.
Yep.
Okay, so since we're talking about haunted things, I'm trying to work my way around the United States, and I can't really remember doing anything from Wisconsin yet. It's Wisconsin.
You mean the cheese ghost from Scooby-Doo?
Yeah. I was trying really hard to find a cheese ghost, but I found this thing instead.
All right.
It's fine. It ties in fairly well to yours for some reason, because I didn't talk to you about this.
We have that. My mom calls it ESPN. We have that ESPN going.
We do. You're right. So anyway, I found this thing. It's creepy as fuck. We are going to talk about the Maribel Caves Hotel.
Ooh.
It is also known as the Cherney Hotel, or more commonly, Hell Hotel.
Oh, I've heard about Hell Hotel. I don't know anything about it, but I've heard about it.
Uh-huh. Oh, Hell Hotel. So it was a glorious three-story building, and it had a basement, and it was built to resemble, like, a medieval castle. It was built by an Austrian immigrant in 1900. Mm-hmm. And I say was because nature does not want this building to exist.
Yes.
I also say was. It's been almost completely abandoned. There are some ghosts fucking around in there, because of course there are. And also, it's like a tourist attraction for being creepy as hell.
Haunted, yeah.
Yeah. So it was built near the Mirabel Caves, which is why it got the name the Mirabel Caves Hotel. And mm-hmm. it was, you know, designed. It was this beautiful structure, and it was part recreational getaway, part, like, Kellogg-ish health spa.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, at the turn of the 20th century, people were super into, like, health spas, where you would just go and drink water that hadn't been poisoned by living in a city, and breathe air that hadn't been poisoned by the Industrial Revolution. And mm-hmm. you would feel better because you were away from, like, heavy metal poisoning.
I would say you would feel better.
Mm-hmm. The water from the spring that was in the caves would be pumped into the hotel, and people would be able to bathe there, and they would be able to drink the water, and it had minerals in it, and it was very nice. And eventually the water from the spring was bottled and sold in a bottling plant that people had built to sort of make this a tourist destination. Sort of like people did with the Battle Creek Sanatorium, and sort of like people were doing a lot at this time in American history. And there was a railroad going through there, and it was a fairly prosperous area at the time that the hotel was built. And it had a habit of attracting some very colorful characters.
Very colorful characters is the nice way of saying some, like, fucking crazy people went there.
To name some, Al Capone and John Dillinger.
There we go.
It was rumored that Al Capone at one point owned this hotel, and it was used as part of the moonshine operation. Although,
oh, nice.
That hasn't been substantiated, because why would it be? It was... but he at least went and visited, I mean, and was there.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Like, I could see it, though, because if you're going to make moonshine, you're going to want, like, a steady stream.
You're going to want a steady stream of fresh water. You're going to want access to transportation, which they had the railroad through. You're going to want someplace where, like, people, wealthy people, go and hang out, because then you avoid suspicion from the cops there. Like,
also, it's a good wealthy place people will pay a shit ton of money for, like,
nice booze.
Cultural, like, no, yeah. Like, just things. Oh, look at this little thing from this little town that they've made. It's moonshine. It's like $10,000 a bucket.
Isn't it great? People have no idea what anything costs, and it's hilarious. Oh,
nothing. We made that out of our engine in the backyard. Yeah, you can buy it for $10,000 a bucket.
Uh-huh. They call this bathtub gin for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you know who was in that bath.
They don't need to. It could be the local, like, town crier, and that would only make it better.
Uh-huh. Then it's just quaint. Anyway, so the, unfortunately, somewhere right around the 1920s, either the hotel or the bottling plant that was right next to the hotel was very badly burned in a pretty large fire. It sat abandoned until it was purchased again in 1931, and the person who purchased it didn't really do much with it. He just sort of let it sit. There was some indication then of hauntings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the castle would glow and then have, like, an ethereal glow about it on a new moon when there wasn't supposed to be any light in the sky as, like, a reminder of the fire. And, okay. Like, there were, like, horse ghosts. I don't know. And, but anyway, it sat mostly unused until 1981 when it was purchased again, and the owner decided that he wanted to restore it. And he kept it going, and he tried to make it work for about 4 years until 1985, when it, once again, burnt down.
Gotcha. No, it's not supposed to exist.
It was left abandoned after that until another person decided that they wanted to buy it and restore it, and then it was promptly destroyed by a tornado shortly after the announcement was made. Nothing wants this building to be here.
No, stop trying to rebuild it.
Right? It was also hit by a fairly bad thunderstorm, and it is now not a whole lot more than, like, rubble that sort of resembles a building.
Okay.
But anyway, after the 1985 burning, that was when the paranormal activity really started to pick up, or at least that's when it started to really be recorded.
Okay.
There are several real spooky experiences.
real spooky. Real that's spooky. That's the best description.
Spook hour.
No, it's what? Oh no! What is it from? It's from Scooby Doo. It's Terror Hour or something.
Oh!
They had that amazing fucking song.
Yeah, I can hear it. I just don't know what the words are. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked.
I'm looking for it. Go for it.
Okay.
Song. What's the song? No.
Not good for
terror
you.
Terror time! It's terror time!
Okay.
It's terror time again. Okay, sorry.
It's fine. Anyway. Spooky experiences range from people hearing sounds, various sounds, either that would normally be found in a hotel, like bells and wheels. People have reported smelling sewer gas in the bathrooms decades after anyone has used the bathroom there. But you know, there are some more typical, like, ghostly things, like hearing screams from the basement, having an oppressive feeling like descend upon you once you enter the property. Some people have witnessed blood appearing on the walls. I know, I watched a video last night of, like, these kids, like, went down into the basement of this hotel, because the basement's really the only place that you can get in anymore, and they started, like, turned around, and then you, like, saw the camera pan to your right, and then it looked up to where, like, the second floor should be, but there's not a second floor anymore, and just painted on the wall, it says, "Get out."
No. Kids are stupid. Stop going into random basements.
Right.
I will stay outside.
Anyway, you can't get to the third floor anymore because of a series of holes in the stairway. I am frankly amazed that there is any floors left on this. Like,
okay.
In that video that I was watching, they went, they turned the corner, they went into the basement, they turned the corner to go into the actual hotel, and then you look up and it's just like walls and sky from the basement. There's not floors anymore. And, like, there were some places where there may have been floors that I couldn't see, but from where they were standing, it was just a straight shot up, and it was vast, and, like, there was no roof or floors or anything. Apparently, there are some stories of if you flash a light into the second floor window at night, a ghostly figure will flash a light back at you.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Right? People frequently report feeling threatened whenever they walk into the building. Like, there's just this sort of, like, I shouldn't be here feeling that descends over everyone. And it doesn't matter if you're, like, predisposed to anxiety or whatever, because I would feel that walking through an abandoned property.
Just constantly,
But I feel that all the time. So, not my problem.
I mean, it is your problem, but...
Like, it is, but not in that situation.
It's my problem, too. I gotcha.
The hotel got the nickname Hell Hotel because it's suspected that there is a portal to hell in the basement of the hotel. So...
And people still go there.
Yeah.
That's between... do you remember those mines I was telling you about? Like, there's this thing in Vegas, apparently. You can hike to an abandoned haunted mine. And why? That's the dumbest shit I've ever. First of all, I don't want to go hiking anywhere in the desert heat. Screw that. Also, don't go to an abandoned mine. Do you guys know how dangerous those are? And you're going to go to an abandoned haunted mine? That is some white people movie drama.
Don't do that. That's a terrible idea. Like, there are... Okay, there's a certain kind of ghost that haunts a coal mine. They're called bukas. And they are usually pretty friendly, but if you piss them off, they will bring the entire mine down on top of you. Don't do that. Yeah, well, when your dad is a coal miner, you learn all sorts of coal mining things.
That's so, yep.
And if you can generally appease them by, like, leaving out food or something, or leaving out, like, some sort of equipment for them to go and entertain themselves off in some corner far, far away from you.
Okay. That's the kind of ghost I want to be. Yeah. Give me shit and I'll leave you alone.
And, like, they're nice. Like, they're friendly. They warn people of, like, an impending mine collapse. But also, if you piss them off, they will cause the impending mine collapse. So, anyway, off topic. The hotel got its nickname because it's suspected that there is a portal to hell in the basement. And the evidence that generally is supporting this is, for one thing, every time someone says that they're going to restore the building, it gets destroyed all over again. More. Secondly, aside from just having, you know, blood appear on the walls, and hearing screams from the basement, and having, you know, regular fires that consume the building, like the fires of hell.
Aside from that scary shit.
There are also spirits that haunt this place that seem very hellish.
Okay.
Hellish. I don't know.
Hellraiser?
A little bit. There is, for example, a little girl in a black dress who usually appears with the blood on the wall.
That's just Satan's daughter, Suzanne.
It's Carol.
It's Carol.
It's the second child that he didn't love as much. It's fine.
Carol. Oh, shit, yes.
And beyond that, like, the hauntings just don't just stop in the hotel. There are, or at least back when there were books, there were piles of books that would be engulfed in ghostly flames, but the books themselves would be untouched. Things would levitate, things would move, bricks would skitter across the floor for no reason. Bricks. That shit doesn't move on its own, Samantha.
That stays. It builds buildings for a reason, because it stays.
Mm-hmm. And the caves around it, the property around this hotel is also haunted. It's not just the building.
Yeah.
There are reports of moaning and, like, beastly noises coming from the caves, suggesting that there are, like, hellhounds or some sorts of cryptid or creature that lives in the caves that no one's really gotten a good look at, but can definitely hear.
No, that's just those teenagers.
Right?
We all know that they go to weird fucking places to have sex.
Yep.
So they all die by some cryptid or another. They're like, let's go into this dark-ass cave.
That's fine. Anyway, witnesses closer to the road have seen a little girl in a black dress, apparently a different girl in a black dress. This one wears no shoes and climbs the stairs that are close to the cave area.
Normally? Or like a demon would climb stairs? Like, does she climb them like Reagan climbed them from the room, like the Exorcist?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like a grudge stair thing or if it's like a... Yeah.
Did you hear they're remaking The Grudge?
I didn't want to hear.
No, okay, that shit has haunted me since childhood, and now it's coming back.
Everything is coming back, Sam. People told everyone not to go and get art degrees and not to go into making movies, and now we're stuck with, like, I don't know, let's remakes. Make Spider-Man again.
To be fair, Tobey Maguire is at a high bar, and they have been trying to reach that ever since.
Oh, they did. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Because that also... scene where he has the emo hair and is dancing on the sidewalk in The Last Spider-Man
it's gorgeous.
Is the single best movie scene I've ever seen.
It is. Tom, though.
Okay,
Tom is my favorite Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's doing a really good job.
Anyway, further back towards where the stables used to be kept, you can see white lights. And occasionally people have seen carriages drawn by white horses going into the stables.
Ooh.
You can also hear the sound of horse hooves around the property. So, and you can, you know, there's just, people have seen things as far away as, like, the road that used to go by this thing. There, it's in a forest. It's a haunted fucking forest.
Yeah.
So those are all of the hauntings that I could find. But my notes end with saying the building was badly damaged by 90-mile-an-hour winds again in 2013.
Oh my god, that building does not need to exist.
It doesn't, man. I'm, like, I'm just super freaked out by, for one thing, I'm always really freaked out by, like, ghost kids.
Yeah.
Carol can play in the corner by herself and not bother anyone else. The burning books creep me out really bad, as do, like, the screams from down in the basement. And, like, I don't know how much I truly believe it, because once these things get big enough, they kind of take on a life of their own. But this isn't a big ghost. Like, I found maybe 4 articles online, and there's only, I can only find one other podcast that's done this. And I had to hunt for that. So, like...
Damn. No, that's creepy. That's uber creepy.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's what I've got for you. That is the Maribel Caves Hotel, also known as the Hell Hotel.
Ooh, thank you.
Thank you. My sources were hauntedplaces.org, wisconsintowns.com, witowns.com, Strange Wisconsin... the book and the Herald Times, or what was that? It's HRT, or the Herald Times Reporter. That was what it was.
Okay.
Because it was htrnews.com, which I don't know what that is. It's the Herald Times
Reporter. Yeah. Got you. That was uber spooky.
It's very spooky. I would have done a better job storytelling, but my notes are a mess. And
No, you did fine.
But, like, just the YouTube videos that I watched were super fucking creepy, even though, like, they were shot by effectively bored teenagers. Like, there were things in them that were, that did freak me out, and I shouldn't have watched them late at night.
I was about to say.
And then just, like, reading about this, reading through the history of the building and reading through, like, the different sounds and the different, like, feelings. Like, apparently when there was a third floor, you could feel people, like, cold hands on your back.
Were they trying to, like, push you off the third floor?
I don't know.
You could
just, they would just touch you. And it's
I don't like being touched by regular hands.
I don't either. It's terrifying.
Ugh. No, that was uber creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you.
So to answer your question from earlier, because I had to make sure that I had gotten it right. No, think about a castle for a Baroque period, but think about how over the top the inside of a castle is. Think about Italian castle, or not castles, Italian cathedrals.
Okay.
So it's just like overly decorated on the inside. You have like Michelangelo's whole ceiling. That's the Baroque style, just over the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yep. Awesome. Well, that was a good episode. I think we had a good episode.
It was a good episode. This went way better than I was expecting it would.
All right. Julia, tell the people where they can find us.
You can find us anywhere that you can find the civilized creatures. You can find us on Twitter at WIYHT. You can find us on Instagram at What's in Your Hometown. If you have any suggestions at all for things that we should do at all, You should email us at whatsinyourhometown@gmail.com. We really do love hearing from you guys, and it brightens our day every single time. So thank you. Also, I have like a little shout out. Thank you so much to CryptiPod, the Conspiracies and Cryptids podcast, because they did the Flatwoods Monster recently. And they did it because they were friends with us, and it was a really good episode.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to go listen to it. I'm in love with the Flatwoods Monster. It's the most ridiculous thing, and I enjoy so much of it.
Isn't it great?
It is so great.
I'm like an hour away from Flatwoods now, and it takes way more self-control than it should to not just go for a day trip.
Yep. Yeah, no, I, like, every time I, because Quiet Dell, every time I would go visit you at your house, I was like, oh, here's where he lived.
I know, you should drive through the freaking Bluebeard of Quiet Dell's neighborhood. Oh, it's so creepy.
Oh, it's so great. Also, if you guys have any idea if I pronounced anything from that Denmark story correct, I would really like to know if I did. I'd be very, very proud of myself. As it is, I've just got, like, inherent disappointment in how awful my pronunciation is.
Listen, it's not, like, it's not a language that you're familiar with, and you did your best, and
I watch a lot of foreign films, so, like, all I know about pronunciation, like, this I watched, Beautiful Lie or something. It was this film where that took place in Switzerland. I was wrong. It was not Germany. It was Switzerland. And so, like, I had just watched that film. I told Julia about it. And I was going through all of these pronunciations, and I was like, how would the characters in this film pronounce this? Oh, speaking of films, Jules,
yes.
For our readers that like being scared, you all have got to try Marianne on Netflix. It's a Netflix original French series about this girl who's being haunted by a witch called Marianne. And honestly, it's so good. I stayed up for like a day and a half to watch it because I could not stop.
That is terrifying. And
it's also so good that it's got a recommendation from Stephen King.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, he tweeted last night and was like, hey guys, you need to watch Marianne. So please, 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 because I love finding really good things. Go watch Marianne. It is so good, y'all.
Nice. Awesome. Okay, so anyway, that's where you can find us. That's where you can find our network. You've got to hop off here so that you can go do game night.
Yeah, I'm going to go do game night with Civilized Creatures Network, so tune in for that, y'all.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget to check out our network show, Podcasts of the Roundtable, because mm-hmm. that's coming up. They're going to have like an all-women episode coming up pretty soon, which I'm super excited nice. About. And honestly, I watched the last one. John Buchanan just killed it. Like, he was so good. And it's a show that, like, sits and makes you think. But also, mm-hmm. it's a show that's, like, it's funny and it's provoking and it's, like, all sorts of cool stuff wrapped up into one. So,
yeah.
Check that out. The quality of it has gotten so much better recently. So...
Yeah, like, I mean, like, with us, once you do things a couple of times, you start to figure it out.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And, you know, you sort of learn as you go, and they're really nailing it. I think it's a great format. I think it's a great show. I can't wait to be on it. I think it's going to be really fun.
I want to be on it as well. Would we be on it at the same time? I'd like to be on it with you.
We can. I think that would be really fun. Because
watching it and having you explain some of the questions, I'd feel much more comfortable answering some of these if I could look you in the eye and be like, all right, here we go.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So check us out. Check out the, I almost said the podcast of the Roundtable. Definitely check them out, but check out the Civilized Creatures Network. We have so many good shows on this network.
Yep. Don't forget Picks and Bones and Married AF.
Yeah, yo.
Heartfelt endorsements.
I guess all that leaves us with is with all the crazy, haunted, hell house shit in the world, you have got to wonder.
What's in your hometown?
Bye.
Bye.